Theft in broad daylight. I'm Jeff Stein with today's Iowa Politics Report. I was rereading the current issue of Iowa History Journal over the weekend, including the story about how the John Dillinger Gang rather brazenly robbed a bank in downtown Mason City 90 years ago this year. Right there in broad daylight with folks all around. We'll tell you more about it during the Iowa Almanac on the specific date in March. Now, that certainly was a feat, but how about stealing a broadcasting station's tower? It's getting bad out there, folks who would do about anything to steal copper wire and tubing. About a month ago, an Oklahoma FM radio station tower was toppled to the ground by two people who severed a guy wire in order to get the copper. That, of course, severing the guy wire led to the entire tower collapsing. The thieves stripped the remains of the copper, about $100 in value, but the damage to the station tower was about $500,000. But those two were outdone last week by a gang near Jasper, Alabama. A landscaping crew arrived last week to clean the property up in advance of other work to be done at the site. When the crew got there, they found the building was vandalized and the tower completely missing. The guy wires were cut, and the full 200-foot-tall tower was taken. The station owner points out that in addition to possible local charges for trespass and theft, it's a federal crime to tamper with any government-licensed facilities, and radio stations in this country operate with a government license. As the station owner noted on social media, "I have heard of thieves in this area stealing anything. But this one takes the cake, and literally the tower." And that's the Iowa Politics Report for Tuesday, February 6th on Twitter, Instagram, Gitter, Threads, and Truth Social at Iowa Politics. I'm Jeff Stein on News Talk 1540 KXEL.